Hello, Rabbi. You can start. Hello.
Shalom lekulam. Just a few words. Start to liberation, because the world. The Medrash says, Toyu is Machas Bovil, Boyu is Machas Boris, Choshech, Pnei Tohoim is Machas Yovan, Choshech is Machas Yovan, Apnei Tohoim, Apnei Tohoim, that's Machas Edrin. In other words, already from the beginning of creation,
Rabbi, can you maybe just move where you are, because the signal's not great. I don't know if there's a better klita, maybe if you move around.
Try to go outside. Better over here?
Yes.
You hear me now?
Much better.
Okay. So we said it says in Bereishis, the Haaretz Oysa Toyu V'Voyu V'Chosha Apnei Toyim Ruach Elikim Rechevetz Apnei Amoyim. Medrash reveals that this is a remez to the four Goliaths that Klaus will go through. Toyu is Bovel, Voyu is Poras Amodai, Choshech is Yovan, Apnei Tohoim is our present Golias. Tohoim, Abyss, don't see the end of it. And then it says, Ruach Elikim, Achev Zapnei Amoyim. Ruach Elikim is the Ruach Hashem Mashiach. Mashiach will eventually come. So the Torah, really from the very beginning, Megalos, that's the whole story. This world was created, Bereishis Bara Elikim. Elikim is Midas Hadin. Kosh Bar created this world with challenges. It's a world full of challenges, spiritual challenges, physical challenges, which are also spiritual challenges, because everything is a challenge to show how much we remain connected to the source of life, and it's built into the world that Klal will not be omed in 100% perfection, and therefore we will have to go through the purification process of Toyu V'Voyu V'Choshech. But the end of it all is Ruach Elikim. The whole Tachlis of Bria is that we should be zeicher to the Ruach Hashem Mashiach. That is what the world is all about. And there's two midrashim that say, Al Pnei Amoyim. What is this Moyim? The Ruach Mashiach is going to be together and on top of the water. The water is the koyach that's going to bring Mashiach. So Yaakov Shmoyim says that the water is tshuva. Tehtiv shifri kamayim libech noichu pnei Hashem. Beautiful description of tshuva. The lack of tshuva is when our lev is not kamayim. Our lev is like a stone. Doesn't move. A person gets convinced, this is the way I am. I will never have kavanah and fila. I will never learn properly. I will never be misgaber on my bad midas. I will only be getting upset and angry. I cannot change. That is the Yetzer Hara. Tosh Bogu says, Adarava, we have koyach of tshuva to change. Shivri kamayim libech. Your heart can be like water, just like water does not have any specific shape. It moves from one place to the other. And lamaisa, because of that nature, it brings life to us. We are water-based creatures. We are predominantly water. Our blood is predominantly water. And if it wouldn't be for the special nature of the water can flow. It's not too thick. It's not too thin. It's a bidiyuk. To read in science books, how amazingly attuned it is. Exactly the right consistency, so that it could flow throughout our bodies, through the miles and miles of arteries and arterioles and venules and all those little things, capillaries, hitting every cell in our body. That's water. It brings life to everything. And that's what we have to realize. We have to, life is something that is not like a stone. A stone is not inanimate. It doesn't move. And we're alive. Simon of Chiyus is ability to adapt and to change and to recognize that I can be different and better. And how do we do it? Noichach pnei Hashem. Shifrika mayim libech. Noichach pnei Hashem. I put myself in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I see how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing for me, how wonderful he is to me, the tremendous kreches he gave me. And I get out of that slumber, get out of the confusion, get out of the rest of the world. Tahoim, the abyss that Edom has dug for humanity. We're in this dark hole. No one knows how to get out of it, no matter what happens. I was telling the kids, you think that Hashem made this whole corona for Trump to stop being a Balgaiza? Hashem is smarter than that. Nothing's going to change Trump. He is what he is. It's for us to change what we are. Hashem is making this special anhaga that we have in the world today, special for us, for Klal Yisrael, because we are in this long tahoim, the depth that seems never to come to an end, but they're coming closer and closer to the end. And that's what Hashem is telling us. You're starting a new year now with new koiches. We're all energized from Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Shemina, Hashanah Rabbah, Shemina Tzeis, Simchas Torah. Unbelievable. All full of excitement and energy. Together with that, we're going through what we're going through. Many of us are still homebound. We're not the way we want it to be. But it's all to place us. I have two options. Either to be in the Tahom, to be in that abyss, the depths of the ocean and the darkness, together with the rest of humanity, or Noichach Pnei Hashem, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when I see myself in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is guiding us all to the final steps of this long Golus, then I could be one of those people that will be Seicha to bring the Ruach HaShover Mashiach, the Ruach that we have within us. We are also made up of two parts. We're made out of the Geshem and the Ruach, the physical part of ourselves, our physical bodies, which are the same as any other animal, maybe a little bit more complex in some ways and weaker in other ways. That's all the same. But we have also the Ruach HaShover Mashiach. There's another Medrash that basically says that that's humanity. He could look at himself as being a complex creature, and then he said, you're the last one that was created. The flea was created before you. It's just a complex flea and nothing. But if a person looks at himself that he has the Ruach of Mashiach, the Ruach of Ruchnias, and the Shema Kedosh of Klal Yisrael, then Adarava, Ruach Elohim was there before the first thing was created. And that was the purpose of the whole creation. Should be zeichet to realize that we have a special mission and a special opportunity and a special schus to be of those that will bring Mashiach with a recognition that the Ruach Hashem b'kibbeinu, the special Ruach of Mashiach, is inside of every one of us. And if that's going to guide us through these trying times and make us feel Noichach Bnei Hashem, I'm right in front of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'll be able to do a Shivri Kamayim Libech, put our hearts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number one, of thanking Hashem for the good that he does for us. Number two, requesting from us to bring us the final Gula. And with that, we are going to be in a very special position and place when Mashiach comes and L'Netzach Netzachim, as those who are Zeiche, to get the message, take us out of the Tahoim and bring us to the wonderful world of Ruach HaShem Mashiach, Sheyovah V'Meir V'Meirah. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos and a wonderful year. Good health, good spirits.
Thank you, God. Good Shabbos.
Yeah, thank you.
Shabbos and Shabbos.